Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. Cozy Womb Podcast is a podcast about better parenting and tips because we just want better adults, okay? And we get better adults when we raise better children. Today, I want to talk about tween brain fog, okay? Some adults have it too, but I'm not here to talk about y'all. Take your vitamins, get your sleep, drink your water. This is episode 13. For most parents, the most frustrating thing is trying to talk to your teenager and they're unfocused, right? Then you might have a know-it-all teen while you speak to them, but when you ask them to repeat what you said, they left so much out. Yet, I'm talking, but no one's home. Their elevator is not reaching the top, if you know what I'm saying. So, what is brain fog and why do they get it? And what can we do as parents to help them through it? Because it is the most frustrating thing when I'm talking to kids and it sounds like I'm talking to myself. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. So, a lot of teens are mentally overwhelmed, consuming too much visually, mentally, and through audio, and they barely sleep because they just think everything's more important than sleep, which is not true. Far from the truth. The attention they give things that do not matter versus what does matter, what doesn't matter is always at an all-time high. And so it's very important for you to set boundaries when it comes to their computer, their internet access, their phones, and just being out and about and not giving enough time for their body to rest, their body to digest what's happening, what they heard, what they want to keep, what's not worth keeping. And as parents, we have to be their balanced beam of what they have on their plate. So most teenagers are either filled with work to do, whether it's papers, math, English work, reading, science, projects, after school activities. Some teenagers have a night job. And all of that can be a lot if your teenager does not know how to balance it all and has access to a smartphone. Okay, because that's just a huge distraction. So when teens get brain fog, they're unbalanced. Their body is trying to figure out, how can I maneuver in this cloudiness? So think about in California when they have like a fog and they can't really see that far and it's just cloudy. It doesn't feel good. You're not really sure about where you're going. You could kind of see it, but you can't kind of see it. That's kind of how it is in their brain. So there are some things that can help your child with brain fog. And that first, I think before you give them any medicine, let's focus on what their diet is like. What is your child eating? If you have a preteen or a teenager and they're eating a lot of fast food, they're not active, meaning they don't exercise, they don't play sports, you don't go on walks with them, they don't run with you, because some families run together. I personally don't know any friends who run together with their parents, but I've seen a whole family running together, exercising together. Some families are big on sports. My family is not big on sports. But when it comes to your child's diet, that's super important. So if your child is not eating fish, let's get some fish in the household. Maybe not every night, but at least four different times in a month. Vegetables, let's get some vegetables, fresh vegetables, not frozen, in the household. Water, natural spring water in the household, not sodas and juices. Green tea in the household. Some fruits, okay, not frozen fruits, but some fruits they can grab and eat. Apples, oranges, pears, plums, grapes, bananas. Some lean meats, okay? You don't always have to buy chicken with the skin on it. Okay, you can get thighs. You can use thighs with rice, thighs with potatoes, sweet potatoes, has a lot of good vitamins in it. You can use thighs over your salad. You can use chicken breast cutlets. You can pre-pack the food. So on Sundays, sometimes I like to do a two sides, maybe rice, sweet potato, or vegetable, and a meat. Pack that in Tupperware containers. That way I can just take it out of the Tupperware, put it in a bowl or a plate, warm it up, and I'm done, right? Do things when you have time. It sounds like impossible, but you have to plan it out, okay? That's how you keep from spending extra money just because people are hungry. Plan out your meals. As far as supplements, if your child is going to take supplements, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C, vitamin D. Our bodies need it. Big on that vitamin D, okay? Turmeric, omega-3s, okay? Magnesium, B12, okay? Let it be a norm that your child eats salads. Let it be a norm that there's sweet peppers in your meals. Let it be a norm that your child is not having a high sugar intake, because sugar can slow down the body. Also, eating a lot of rice can go into the body and your body recognizes it as sugar, okay? So be mindful of how many times in meals that you have rice. And if you're going to eat rice, preferably it should be brown rice, but even I don't really like brown rice a lot like that. And for me, I have tried the gluten pasta. I don't like the aftertaste. So we do eat pasta in here. But you just have to be mindful that everything requires balance. You can't eat too much of a good thing because that can become a bad thing. And a lot of people don't know. For instance, eating a lot of spinach can be harmful for your kidneys. But a lot of people will assume, oh, it's a vegetable. I just like spinach. I like a lot of salad. You have to have balance with that. You can't just eat that all the time. What can we do as parents to help the brain fog? We can get our kids more active. We could get them to sleep earlier. We can make sure they're eating right. We can make sure we play memory games with them. We can make sure they're reading. We can listen to them read. Talk to their teachers to see how they're performing in school. Do they fall asleep at their desk a lot? Are they talkative? Dark chocolate in the home might be good. Making sure they have access to snacks that you wouldn't mind them eating. Nuts and seeds. See if they would like to munch on that. Trail mix. Making sure that they just have access to options that are not unhealthy. And all of these things will help brain fog. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to get pushback on your teenager. Why I can't have my phone past 9 o'clock? Why are you taking everything? I'm at the point where I'm going to not have to take everything. I'm just going to turn off their internet. So I have an app on my phone where I could turn off what devices get what internet. And I find that that's more relaxing. We don't have to have a conversation about it. You could keep that computer in your room. You just don't have no access to the internet. And if they still try to go on it, I just take the cord. Okay? I'm not going to argue with you. I know when I'm tired and I work and I'm mom and I do podcasting stuff. So I can only imagine if you're trying to stay up till like 11 o'clock, 1 a.m. in the morning and wake up at 5:30 to go to school tomorrow. Your brain is not going to be there. Your brain is not going to be there, okay? You might physically be there, but your brain is going to be cloudy. It's going to be in the clouds and not in the way you like, okay? So as parents, we have to be mindful that teenagers can get brain fog, and it's up to us to monitor what they're eating, what they're watching, what they're visually consuming as far as games and social media. I know this year in Florida is going to be illegal for any kids under 14 to have social media. I support that. My kids do not have cell phones, but they do have iPads, and even that's semi-limited. I think it should be limited because they're just not ready for all that access. But yeah, that is my episode on tween brain fog. Thank you so much for checking out my episode. My name is Shan. This is Cozy One Podcast. You can find me at the CZYWMB Podcast. Bye.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.